In just a minute, Carl takes a swig of his rhyme and Coke in our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, though, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roxanne, on the official White House website, you can look up bios of all the past U.S. presidents. But last week, somebody cruising the site noticed something odd about many of those bios. What?
Isn't President Obama somehow been inserted into almost all the bios?
Yes. Yes, indeed. President Obama shows up next to all of these bios, the official WhiteHouse.gov biographies of almost every president since Calvin Coolidge now have references to President Obama in them. You look up President Reagan, for example, and it says, Mr. Reagan called for a fairer tax code. Today, President Obama is calling for the same with the Buffett rule, unquote. Or, Mr. Carter had been a peanut farmer before taking the Oval Office. Today, President Obama is nothing at all like President Carter. Seriously. Stop it, guys.
Wait, this is for real?
This is for real. The references to Obama in everyone except Gerald Ford for some reason. Some of them maybe go a little bit too far. For example, John F. Kennedy was president from 1961 to 1963. Did you know President Obama once put on a tight white dress and sang happy birthday to him?
How did they work the president into, say, President Washington?
Well, didn't it be something like the first president of Washington?
Yes.
Or like, as a young man, George Washington was approached by Barack Obama, who told him to tell his father about the cherry tree.
And then he hopped back into a DeLorean.
Exactly.
And drove off. Wow, that is banana town.
You know? It is, it's crazy. Did you know President Taft once ate President Obama? Brian, optometrists have identified a new threat to our eyesight. It typically strikes young people and can leave them with a lazy eye. What is it?
Does it have to do with games they play?
No.
Okay. All right, give me the hint then.
Well, it also causes you to sing Baby, Baby, Baby.
Whose song is Baby, Baby, Baby?
Justin Bieber.
Okay.
Justin Bieber.
Now, picture him.
Beautiful young man.
Okay.
come back to us, Brian. Don't get lost.
I know.
Don't get lost in a Bieber reverie,
okay.
Man.
Come back to the pack, my
friend. I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Now.
Oh, bangs?
Yeah, basically, Justin Bieber hair is the answer. So this is how it works. You know how Justin Bieber's got that sort of side bang on his hair, right?
Yeah.
It's a little human up here,
kids,
Peter. Wait a minute.
Kids are getting that, and the problem is that it makes you look adorable. We all know that.
Yeah.
But according to at least some optometrists, those side bangs might be giving kids a lazy eye.
Because you're like, oh, man, I don't even care.
No, yeah, well. Yeah.
Okay,
well,
got it.
The point is like, with your hair covering up one eye, you only use the other eye, one eye, to glare moodily at your parents, right? So over time, the obscured eye just goes dormant and doesn't recover.
Hey,
so,
how about this, Pete? Everyone buy stock in monocles. Monocles
are
going to make a comeback.
Yep. What that could happen. What it really means, though, if this is true, if this optometrist who come up with this is right, that like 50 years from now, every senior citizen will be squinting at each other's backside saying, I can't make out your tramp stamp because of my Bieber eye.
Wow, Bieber eye.
Bieber eye, baby. Bieber eye. Brian, it's finals time. And to help students cope with the high stress, more and more colleges and grad schools allow students to check out what from the library?
Okay. All right, give me the half of a hint.
The problem is they may cause you more stress if they eat your homework.
Oh, puppies?
Yes, puppies. Yes. Yes.
Let me just say something, man.
Please, Brian.
Now, don't be cynical.
I know.
It's
no,
like
no,
so
no.
Cute.
No. Honestly, one thing, I always look forward to Super Bowl Sunday for the Puppy Bowl. Like that. I know. And you guys better not tweet that. I have a street cred problem. I'm trying to.
Dude, you have a crush on Justin Bieber.
I
know.
Yeah, I take care of him. Because he looks like a puppy, man, with a bang.
Both Harvard Medical School and Yale Law School have dogs available for checkout from their library. This is true. Experts cite studies show interacting with pets decreases stress. And also a number of studies indicate that puppies are adorable. The idea of this is great, but the students are doing what students do. They're taking the puppies out of the library. They're going home. They're forgetting about them. And then, like, the night before they have to give the puppies back, they're like, oh, my God, I got to stay up all night and play with the puppy. Pull a puppy all-nighter.
These are temporary checkouts. They come and they just come and they come in like a bushel of adorableness, and then it's kisses, 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 and then you have to go back and take your test.
It's like my parents' divorce all over again.
And they called it puppy love. Oh, I guess they'll never know how a young heart really feels and why I love her so.